drum, jump for your life, baby. Jump, jump, jump for your life, baby. Oh, you know you won't have to trust the nigga. Jump, jump, jump. You can come up with me, and we can burn some trees, or we can go around town. I can. Oh, my feels my soul. Oh, it feels my soul. Oh, oh, oh. It feels my soul, 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 soul. Oh, jump, jump. You can rock on me. You can live in the bungalow trees, but I know you fuck around. I don't care. You don't miss one of town. Whoa, 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 whoa. Just jump on the crack wagon. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yes. Whoa, jump, jump, jump on the crack wagon.
Crack Wagoneers. It is I, Johnny Crack Wagon. Here another week to fuck your ear pussies. And other stuff too. This week is our special Music for Degenerates episode. And this episode is dedicated to all you sleazoids, all you degenerates, all you people out there. Fellow degenerates, of course. First up, we have the Black Lips with their song Working off their album Let It Bloom. Yeah,
transmission. You know I can't go anywhere without my
And there was the Sneaky Pinks, a loner with a boner, off of their self-titled 7-inch. Before that was the Oblivions with Mad Lover from Soul Food. And before that was King Tuff with Sun Medallion from Was Dead. And now, Crack Wagoners, a special guest interview with the one, the only, Cletus Clearwater of the Cletus Clearwater 5. Greetings, Crack Wagoners. It is I, Johnny Crack Wagon, and here with me today is a very special guest, Cletus Clearwater of the Cletus Clearwater 5, here to talk about his new album, Boats, Boats, Burning Blues. So, Cletus, how you doing today?
Oh, Will, I'm doing fine.
Great. So, Cletus, I'm curious, why did you guys name your album Boats, Boats, Burning Blues? What inspired you to name it that?
Well, honestly, it's not really that deep of a story, but it all started one autumn evening when the rest of the band and I had to play a show in St. Pete. And I decided to take my whole blues record collection with me and leave it on my friend's boat while we were playing on stage.
Interesting. Sam, go on.
But after the set, we decided to take a walk to the bay, but then we saw them.
Saw what?
Boats on fire. There was at least like 10 or 15. I'm not really sure. But all I really know is one of those boats was my friend's, the very same boat I left my blues collection on. Hence the name, Boats, Boats, Burning Blues.
Intriguing. So, Cletus Clearwater, is there any name relation between you and Creedence Clearwater Revival, the band?
Well, no, sir, but I respect them immensely. And also, my last name is Clearwater, and I'm from Clearwater. I'm a native Floridian, goddammit.
How would you describe your music?
Well, I mostly play the blues, a little rock and roll too, I guess.
Alright, I'll accept that. And what's this I hear about you owning a chain of clothing stores specializing in only top hats? In only top hats. I honestly don't see how you can make money and have so many clothing stores, but you managed to do it. And you operate out of a trailer, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Cletus's top hats. Come and get it. That's our slogan.
Well, thank you, Cletus. I really appreciate you coming into the studio and, you know, talking with me. Until next time, Crack Wagoners. Take it sleazy.
She's not a witch. Where she wanders around late at night. Cleveland Tide. Give me a noggin on your throat. You better sing it away. She's no witch. Ah! Ah!
And that was the Stooges with Cock in My Pocket off of their Rubber Legs album. Before that was MC5 with Looking At You off of The Big Bang, the best of MC5. Before that was Shannon and the Clams. And that was their cult song off of Sleep Talk. Before that, of course, was The Sonics with Witch from Psychosonic. And Crack Wagon News, I'm here today with some very special guests. Here to talk about their brand new soundtrack album for Spider-Man 4, Obama Strikes Black, a post-apocalyptic film directed by Sam Raimi. And here are some of Lights Out Burning Barnes members. Introduce yourself.
Ezekiel Shitfield.
Amos.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing fucking awesome. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm doing great also. So Sam Raimi picking you guys of all bands to do the soundtrack to Spider-Man 4, Obama Strikes Black. That's kind of ironic, don't you think? Because you're like a Amish death metal band, and this is like a post-apocalyptic movie. What are your guys' thoughts on like Sam Raimi picking you guys?
I'm Ezekiel Shitfield. I don't actually talk like this.
What was the question?
I don't know who Sam Raimi is. Who's Sam Raimi?
We do it for the money. We do it for the fame. We don't do it for Obama. Mostly, we do it just to hear ourselves.
Whoa. How interesting, yes. Is it true that you guys actually... You guys use steam-powered guitars. That's amazing. Tell me about them. Tell me about your design that you concocted.
It was actually my design, Ezekiel Shitfield. I'm back, bitch. It was my design. I was watching Stuck with Hackett or some shit. I don't know, but it was... we don't watch TV where we come from, but I got banned from my village. I killed my younger brother. It was my design. He built a little train thing, and it was the pump car, but he switched it. He built it with wood to bake gasoline, and he powered the four-wheeler. It was very, very elaborate. It was awesome. But I based it off of that, and it's a steam-powered wood-burning electromagnetic guitar. They're very loud.
Yes, and very intriguing, sir. Can you tell me more about this Spider-Man 4 movie, Obama Strikes Black? Tell me, what's the whole plot? Tell me the whole premise. Tell me now.
I'll tell you everything. It's based on the United States went attacked by another country. I'm not quite sure exactly which one at this point. But we attacked, and they took us over, and it's kind of like Holocaust. Almost. They took all the black people, not the Jews, you know. They took all the black people. They put them in these big barbed wire fence camps. It's very scary. Spider-Man actually blocked. He helped block the nuclear bombs from hitting the black people camps. And so Obama strike black. He's coming back. He's striking black. He's like taking them back. We're saving our country. It's a very, very powerful movie. It's very good. You'll enjoy it. Post-apocalyptic. Yes, you should go see it.
Yes. And Jebediah Another Day, I hear you sell your prize-winning radishes at your live shows. Is this true? Tell me about them. Why are they prize-winning?
Well, my wife died tragically years ago. She was stomped to death. No, I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. It's been a long time. I've seen a lot of radishes. But my wife was viciously stomped to death in a barn-raising hoedown. And I didn't know what to do, so I turned to my radishes. And she's with me every day. Don't you talk shit about my wife.
No, your radishes, not your wife.
My wife is my radishes.
What's your wife's for? You cannot fuck a radish. Cantaloupes.
Cantaloupes, yes. So, Lights Out Burning Barn, what are some of your major influences as musicians?
Santana.
The sound of my horse and buggy.
I like to burn shit. So when we did the barn burning, well, before I killed my brother, because no details. Lawyer's bad. Anyhow, yeah, that was my inspiration to the name. That inspired.
We'll be right back. chatter. You talk to me all night, but I don't know what's the matter with you. Yak. Like a tire has a beat, put you in a sack. And that was Tazigal playing his rendition of the Gigi Allen song, Don't Talk to Me, from the Daytra studio sessions. Before that was Woven Bones with their song, If You're Gold, I'm Gone, off their album, The Minus Touch. Before that, though, was Digital Leather playing Styrofoam from the album Sorcerer. But before that, was the Gorys playing Feral up a House Rocket. And Crack Wagon is... I have very good news. Oh, to all you sleazoids out there, this one goes out to you. To everyone that's getting kicked out of their house right now.
Standing on a corner in my shade, up walked a